For the first time since 2003, the Rams are NFC West champions.
The Rams are headed to the playoffs and will ring in the new year against the rival 49ers in their regular season finale.
On to the Coach's Show, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
And hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Rams on Two Coaches Show. I'm Jim Hill, along with Ram head coach Sean McVay. And Coach, I know that before we start talking about the celebration and everything, it was a very Merry Christmas for everyone around here. And I know we want to wish everybody a Happy New Year and enjoy the holidays.
Absolutely. You know, we certainly have enjoyed the holidays so far. Hopefully everybody has, too. And I know it'll make for a good new year if we start things off the right way with the opportunity that we'll have being able to get into the playoffs.
And what a nice little Christmas present for you and your Rams and for the city of Los Angeles as well with your latest victory.
You know what? It was really an exciting time and a great opportunity for our organization to take advantage of the moment. And we always talk about seizing the moment. And I think our players and our coaching staff did a great job of going again on another, you know, road atmosphere, tough environment, playoff contending type team, a lot of back and forth, and to be able to come away with the win. And I thought all three phases were instrumental in making key plays that ended up resulting in that win. And then, you know, that feeling in the locker room, Jim, you know, you get a little glimpse in there. There's something so special about being able to share that excitement and achieve a goal, one of the goals that you have anytime you start out a season with the players, with the coaching staff, with everybody that's involved in making something like that happen. And, you know, it's why you do this. And for those types of feelings that are hard to get anywhere else.
And that feeling in the locker room is just pure excitement.
Pure excitement is right. You know, it's one of those things that it's indescribable. It's amazing. It still kind of is amazing to you that those 3.5 hours dictating to determine, you know, how you feel. And I joked with the players. I said, you know, I'm not so sure if you guys were more excited about winning the division or having off until Wednesday. But either way, they were happy.
They liked it. It was a bit of both. We all know that you were really thrilled about the victory. But what was it about the victory that pleased you the most?
You know, I think, Jim, just to be able to continue to respond from things that maybe don't always go our way, that mental toughness that our team displays, the commitment, the connection to each other, you know, even something as simple as, I love the way that Sam Ficken responded after he missed the extra point, misses the field goal, but if you watch the way that his teammates around him continued to support him, and it wasn't over the top, it was, hey, we're still with you, we got your back, and, you know, that's what good teams do, and that's where you look at the way that a Johnny Hecker kept him up, kept him encouraged. After we end up having a little mix-up offensively, Casey forces a fumble, Wesley Woodyard picks it up, runs it back for a touchdown, and then at that time, it's how do we respond? We get back on the field offensively, start out with a -1, and then Todd Gurley gets an MVP-like moment going for 80 on the screen.
Shotgun snap, swing pass, left side, Gurley on the screen, 20. Got a block, 25. Into space, 40.
And he's
Todd
gone.
Gurley hits the Jets midfield.
He's gone.
Todd Gurley, 20. 10, Gurley for MVP, touchdown LA!
Those are the types of things that the players and that our team, I think, has consistently represented and displayed, you know, time in and time out. And that's something that you're just happy to be a part of it and so happy for these guys and just seeing the way that they enjoy playing for each other and with each other.
Merry Christmas, man. Yeah,
got my bet, man. Got my boy.
Yeah.
No.
You already know, man. What up, JG?
What's good?
NFC West champ.
Winning the division championship for the first time since 2003, and you being the youngest coach to ever lead an NFL team to a division championship. You got all these things on a roll right now.
It's fun for our organization to be able to achieve that. And any time that you do something like this, it's such a great reflection of how many different people were involved for us to be able to get those results. You know, it's been really fun to be a part of that. And like we said, you know, we're very process driven. And I think that's served us well. And the players have really taken some ownership with that. And as we go into the last game of the regular season, there's going to be some opportunities for some guys to step up and still compete to the best of our ability. But then there's also a long-term vision where when you do win that division, you're insured a home playoff game. And we're excited about a chance to extend our season and see what happens after that.
And, of course, when we talk about MVP, Todd Gurley was voted the most valuable player on your team. And it's building out there about him being the MVP in the league. But when we talk to him, he's more concerned about his teammates than himself.
I think he's a great representation of what's right about a lot of the things going on, you know, with our team right now. When you've got some of your key players that have all this momentum and, you know, have done things right consistently from day one, and then you see the production match up with the work ethic and different things like that, you're really happy for Todd. But in terms of just being your best when your best is required, you know, Coach Wooden defined it as competitive greatness, and I think Todd's displayed that more than anyone, especially these last 2 weeks in the games that we had to have to be able to win the division. And, you know, he's been special this year, special player, special person, and like we jokingly say, sure glad he's our running back, Jim.
Okay, let's talk about someone that's special, at least from the San Francisco standpoint, and that is Jimmy Garoppolo, who's done, he's undefeated since he has been there, so he gives them a little extra incentive going into this particular game.
He really does. He's done a great job. You know, you talk about infusing a spark to a team, and specifically offensively, been really impressed. I've always, you know, just from working with Kyle and the offensive mind and the system that he puts in place, he does a great job. A lot of the things that they do are things that, that we try to kind of mimic and emulate here because of what you learn when you work with somebody like Kyle. But with Jimmy, he's got an impressive delivery where he can speed it up at the top. He keeps his eyes down the field. They change the launch point a lot with their boots and some of their movement game, and he's really athletic. I think a lot more athletic than probably people realize. And, you know, he instills that confidence and that belief, and he can go short, intermediate, long. Has a great feel for their play action game. And then I think some of the things that really stand out are when you look at him specifically in the red zone, some of these times where he's seeing a three-man rush, eight guys drop out into coverage, he's buying time, creating off schedule, and finding ways to change his arm angle and make some of those throws that you're just like, wow, great play, man. And it's a great challenge. He's got a lot of confidence, and you can see the way that that team is playing, winning, you know, five out of their last six is a big credit to Jimmy winning four in a row.
You mentioned a little while ago the approach to this particular game will be different, even though you always play to win.
Sure.
But the approach is a little bit different because of injury factors and just want to get some guys some rest.
It is, Jim. And this is something that, you know, you can go a lot of different directions with. And this is why you rely on a lot of people in the building to think through these circumstances, these situations. You rely on a Wade Phillips having been through this a couple different times, Joe Barry, the Aaron Cromers. You look at just your training staff that you've relied on so heavily throughout the course of the year that has really served us well. And, you know, we all felt like if we're already locked into the three or the four seed, we've got a chance to get some guys healthy, use it as, you know, you never really treat it like a bye, but you have a chance to get some guys healthier for that first round of the playoffs that you're insured. And then also it presents a unique opportunity to evaluate and get some guys a chance to play that normally wouldn't be accustomed to play. But when you've got 53 up on the, you know, active roster and 46 that can play on game day, we had a lot of guys we got a lot of confidence in that we expect to play well. And this is a team that's hot coming in here, but we're going to play to the best of our ability and make no mistake about it. Like you said, you know, we're playing to win football games.
It's the Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, and Coach and I will be right back in just a couple of moments. Coming up, Coach McVay highlights impressive performances from both Todd Gurley and Jared Goff in Week 16 and what has made them so good all year long. And a little later, we're going to look back at the team's run to the division championship.
The Rams on 2 giveaway contest is back. A new season for fans to win great prizes. It's easy to score with CBS 2 every week. Watch Rams on 2 for the secret code. Then text it to 84816 to win.
First down and 10. Play action. Straight back drop. Screen right. Gurley has it at the 25. Turns upfield. He hurdles at the 30. 35, first down, 40. Todd Gurley running down the far side. Climbs up above the 45. He's near midfield with another L.A. first down. Quick snap on second and goal from the 3. Right side throw. Gurley at the goal line. Touchdown, L.A. The sprint design out of the huddle from McVay and the Rams pays off again. Todd Gurley, 20, 10. Gurley for MVP.
2,000 total yards, 19 touchdowns. Of course, we're talking about Todd Gurley. Welcome back to Rams on 2 Coach's Show. And Coach, it's really amazing what this young man has done this year, especially what he had to get over last year.
It really is. And, you know, from day one, this is kind of the work ethic and doing things the right way. And then to see kind of the practice preparation equal the game reality has been really fun. And You know, Todd will be the first to tell you that he's as special. He won't tell you that he's as special a back as there is. I'll tell you that, Jim. But what he'll tell you is, you know, all the success he's had is a reflection of his teammates as well. But he's done some rare things this year. I think you just look at what a complete player he is. It's tough to argue that there's a more complete back in this league, just looking at the numbers. But just as impressive as his rushing stats, what he's done in the receiving game, 19 touchdowns, that kind of production. You watch him compete without the ball as well, the way that he's protecting, picking up blitzes, his understanding of the game. You know, you see the special talent match up with the special work ethic, the understanding of the game, and I think you guys are seeing the results during those games where he's been at his best, and it's been fun to watch.
And his 80-yard touchdown catch is just a small example of what you're talking about.
It really is. And, I mean, when you look at it, especially the time in the game, Jim, when this occurred, we had just given up the touchdown on the fumble where they pick it up and run it in. Here's second down play. And, you know, just a little screen action that we've got, and kind of we caught them where they're in a pressure right here. And if you just kind of let it play, what a great job by Jared to be able to set it up. Todd to have the presence to get across the formation, get into a nice friendly angle. And then if you just started back from the very beginning, these are the things that go unnoticed. You watch John Sullivan. He's making the calls, the communication. He goes ahead and he keep it rolling a little bit. He's going to get one, and then he also gets two right there. And then Todd does the rest. And we talk about these screens are designed to hit inside the numbers. And when you see a back this big run like that, all right, appreciate that, because that does not happen often. He's over 21 miles an hour right there. Adoree Jackson is a track star, but these are the types of things that special players do, and to be able to make this play at this moment, get that result, great ball security. You watch him all the way, guys finishing through. What can you say? But, hey, Todd, great play, man. I mean, that's fun, and the guys, that's the stuff that gets you even more excited, is how excited the teammates get, and John Sullivan with some key blocks, and then Todd with the rare ability to finish.
Goff takes the snap, throws the right side slant. Sammy Watkins right in front of his face mask makes the catch.
Three touchdown passes in this game for Jared Goff, number one overall pick in his second season.
Inside give. Malcolm Brown. No, it's Goff who keeps it, and Goff goes crashing into the end zone.
28 touchdown passes, over 3,800 yards passing. Now we're talking about Jared Goff, and he's just, the light switch has gone on for him.
He's playing really good football. I think when you look at it, he's got a 4-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He's making good decisions. He's leading, you know, in the run game. We've run it really well these last couple weeks, but a lot of that is a credit to him getting us in and out of some of the right looks based on what we want to do for that game plan. And last week in crunch time, again, I think you see some of these plays where it's a big third down in the high red zone area. And at the time, you know, we're down by 3 points right here. And we've got kind of just a man coverage where we motion to a bunch. We've got a high-low concept, and if you just let it play, great protection by our line. Get a little push from the right side, but you look at him maintain a passing base, hitching in place, big eyes down the field, knowing we got a single-eye man structure. He feels the leverage that Cooper's able to regain just based on the release pattern. And then this is a great ball and a great catch, and we're sure glad that one knee counts for 2 feet, Jim.
Yeah. And when you think of and one of the things I've noticed about Jared is, he's like, if he's not the first, he's one of the first to camp and one of the last to leave.
Yeah, he really is. And I think he's kind of just naturally gone about his business the right way, where when you have your quarterback as one of your hardest workers, that resonates with the teammates. That position specifically requires a little bit more work with the amount of information that they have to retain and kind of translate it to the decision making and things that they're doing. And again, you know, it's a credit to Jared. Sean Mannion's helped him out. Excited about the opportunity he's going to have to compete against the 49ers. And then again, Matt LaFleur and Greg Olsen, what a great job they've done.
Absolutely. So the Rams looking for their 12th win of the year, going against the San Francisco 49ers. Also remember, the Rams are champions of the NFC's Western Division. And Coach and I will be right back in just a couple of moments.
It's time for the Rams on 2 Star of the Week.
He play actions, sits in the pocket and deals. Left side, lofted ball, intercepted. Corey Littleton at the 45 of L.A. The linebacker stepping in for Mark Barron makes a flash play in the opening quarter here in Nashville.
First and goal from the 6. Mariota play fakes, looking end zone.
Met immediately and sacked. Corey Littleton, have yourself a day.
I tell you what, this team shows up and shows out. They find a way to win.
Gurley with a house call. Touchdown! Alec Ogletree somersaults into the end zone. Sammy Watkins, far sideline. He made the catch! And Aaron Donald finishes him off. Throws right side, pick. Back five. Roby Coleman, are you kidding? Todd Gurley cannot be stopped.
And welcome back to the Rams on Two Coaches Show. I'm Jim Hill. What a fabulous year this has been for the Rams, right? From naming the youngest head coach in NFL history to winning the division championship for the first time in a decade. And with that in mind, we decided to go back and show you how it all happened.
The Rams have a new head coach. They just named Sean McVay, Redskins offensive coordinator, their new head coach.
Daily improvement and daily excellence.
Great to meet you.
And that's what's going to help guide us on our journey.
Let's go. Got to get better today.
Try to achieve a world championship and bring it to this great city of Los Angeles.
Run, run. Use your legs. Let's wake it up a little bit, man.
We cap off this offseason like no other team in this league, okay?
I'm just geeked, man. It's the regular season. It finally starts to count.
The 2017 Rams reset is underway.
We only got
Be a good win total for this year.
10.
Double digits.
10.
That's
10 wins. That's a feel-good win total.
Plucked out of the air. Intercepted far sideline. LaMarcus Joyner.
They're a well-coached football team. Sean McVay, you know, he's done a nice job with it.
Set that. Go.
He launches. Sammy Watkins. He made the catch.
You got a quarterback in golf that looked pretty good.
Down the seam. It's caught. Gurley's going to go. Touchdown, L.A.
I look at the Rams. This feels real to me.
Play action from his own end zone. He winds up. Touchdown, Robert Woods.
The Rams are for real. Rams are for real.
I like that.
They are real, and they're spectacular. I genuinely mean it.
They have all the ingredients to be a team that has lasting power.
Give me a woo!
Here at CenturyLink Field, this is the showdown we have been waiting for. Gives to Gurley. Huge hole left side midfield. Gurley, 20, 10, and touchdown!
When I look at the Rams, they have all of the things to be a team that is not only in the playoffs, but a legitimate team to be the last one standing when we talk about it in February.
What a great holidays. Merry Christmas. See you Wednesday. Yeah!
Coach McVay and the Rams are just getting started and hope to make some more history in the postseason. Stay right where you are, because when we come back, we'll have today's special code word and question for Coach.
Rams on 2, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers. On 2, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Hi, I'm Marty. We're from L.A. And today's secret word is bootleg.
And welcome back to the Rams on 2 Coaches Show. I'm Jim Hill, along with Rams head coach Sean McVay. Now it's time for one of our favorite parts of the program. It's called Ask the Coach. This week's question, Coach, comes from Patrick in Anaheim. The question is, what's been the best part of your first season as head coach? And, of course, here. And good luck in the playoffs.
I like it. Thank you. I think when you look at any time you go into a regular season, one of the goals you have is to win a division. So certainly I think that's the highlight that caps it off, being able to share that feeling and you know, the hats and the T-shirts in the locker room with the players and the coaches and everybody that's so heavily involved in that outcome. That's definitely kind of the highlight, where it kind of captivates a lot of things that you're really trying to accomplish. But what you also don't want to lose sight of is really the journey that's kind of helped shape how you get to those points. And I think so often we focus, or I know I'm guilty of it myself, Jim, is you focus on the end goal instead of appreciating the journey that's shaped and molded, you know, the way that you get to these points. And the losses and the wins, I think, have all been part of the identity that this team has kind of started the shaping and allowed this season to mold us into what we are now. But that feeling right there with those guys, there's nothing like it, and certainly happy to be a part of that.
Did this happen faster than you thought it would?
This is truly where it sounds cliche, but we've taken it one day at a time. We had confidence in a lot of the guys in that locker room. We had confidence that things were set up the right way with the leadership we had in place. And then I think really with the Indianapolis game representing our first opportunity to kind of full strength as a team and seeing the way those guys played together and what the result could be, I think that's where everybody kind of started to get an inkling of this could be a good thing going. And you know, really they've made it happen, but that's really kind of the best answer is, you know, you had confidence in the guys in terms of what did that look like? Did that mean a division championship? Did it mean 11 wins through the first 15 games? You know, it's hard to say. You know, there's so many different factors that play in, but we're always going to compete to the best of our ability. And that's what these guys have done. And it's worked out well.
So everybody is waiting for the playoffs, but first things first, it'll be the Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Rams on Through Coaching Show. And so head coach Sean McVay, I'm Jim Hill saying thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. So long, everybody.